I want to ask you, why is it important to become a good playtester for others? And how can we improve ourselves in that regard?
So from a very selfish point of view, the better a playtester you are, the more people want to play your games. Obviously there's the thing of giving back to the community, which I thoroughly support. And I playtest way more games of other people's than I get my own playtested. But if you're approaching this, you know, in a very mercenary way, the number one thing is that if you are good at giving feedback, then people will be like, oh, this guy knows what he's talking about. And they're more likely to play your games and you'll get feedback and so on and so forth. As well as that, I have, just through playtesting, I've made some really good professional connections. I've playtested a game with a publisher and the publisher's been like, man, you kind of know what you're talking about. And that's gotten me dev work. So getting good at playtesting can open all kinds of doors, as well as the obvious, you know, it's a good thing to do. And it's very fun. Oh, and then I guess the other thing too is that the more other people's games you play and the more feedback you get, the more feedback you give, the better you, the more you increase your understanding of games. So by playtesting a lot, you will really get a handle on what makes a game good or bad. So yeah, there's many, many reasons it's important. It depends on how selfish you want to be about it.
For sure. No, that's all good advice. And we all know that designer who comes to an event and they only want to playtest their game over and over again. But giving back and playtesting other people's games is just as important. So how can we as designers and playtesters ensure that we make the best use of everyone's time, which is, you know, one of our most valuable resources?
Yeah, so one thing that I learned from Sen Fung Lim, who's another great Toronto area designer, is this magical question, which is, you know, I've seen enough, can we stop? or more accurately, when I'm getting people to playtest my game, I disclaim up front, hey guys, we can stop this at any point. If you get bored, I don't want you to keep on playing. If you get annoyed, I don't want you to keep playing. The worst thing you can do when having people playtest your game is just not provide an out. I think it's really, really important to be like, hey, at any point you can stop playing, because, I mean, if nothing else, it means there's going to be more games getting to the table that day. There are times when that's not possible. Like if you're like, look, I really want to test the ending, can we play a full game, and you sign everyone up for that in advance. But the best way to preserve time is just by saying, hey, can we stop? You know, as a playtester, saying, hey, I've seen enough. This is my phrase I use all the time. I've seen enough to give feedback right now. And as someone who is having people playtest my game, I always, always, always lead with, hey, we can stop this anytime.